Jerry Richard, John Shumway, and the KDKA Morning News. Live from News Radio 1020 KDKA.
642 KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. And as we talk about this Penn State situation, a lot of people, the governor among them and so many others, have gone out of the way to point out that we're talking about the actions of a few that were unexcusable, but they don't reflect on the overall Penn State University student body, the football team, or the institution.
Some people have suggested they shouldn't even play the game Saturday, last home game of the season against Nebraska. But what about the players and the psyche of what it's going to take to be out there? We're reaching out to one of America's most requested inspirational and motivational speakers, who happens to be a Pittsburgh guy, Dr. Kevin Elko, and a sports psychologist who has helped teams like Alabama's Crimson Tide get a national championship. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah, and we want to point out that having this discussion in no way diminishes what everyone has said is the number one concern, which is the children who were abused. That said, and putting that aside for a moment, let's talk about the atmosphere tomorrow in Happy Valley and getting that team out there on the field. Do they need special motivation, or is what has happened enough this week?
When you look at football, it really isn't motivation. I'll tell you where their biggest challenge is going to sit. The football game that you play Saturday, you really win on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. People think that it's motivation. That really, in some ways, isn't true. What it is preparation. Listen to this phrase. Learned behavior becomes instinct. Really, you don't have instincts. Especially, women do have some instincts. Men don't. I'm just telling you.
Thanks a lot.
What we really think is instinct is learned behavior. We do it over and over again till it becomes. Now, do you see where the challenge is? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when you're establishing something they call muscle memory, you really aren't all the way there. It isn't that you're not practicing. You're not practicing with what they call deliberate practice. You have to be all the way there, setting an objective in practice, so you're doing over and over and over until it becomes muscle memory. But now think, what's going on in Happy Valley Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? You're not completely there. So it won't be motivation. It will be more the problem of, did you get to establish muscle memory during the week, or was your mind all the way into the practice?
Well, I think we're probably going to find out pretty quick based on what we see on the field. But, how'd you like to be Tom Bradley right now?
I wouldn't. And the other challenge for Tom is he had so many things. As you're trying to prepare the team, which, you're trying to get the team ready, but at the same time, do I say the right thing in a news conference? Do I really deal with my own grief? How do I get these players emotionally just past the losses that have happened, the whole identity crisis? I wouldn't want to be that man right now.
The other factor here, too, is the pride of the players coming out of Penn State. I think if you talk to anybody who has played there in the past and has went on to the NFL or beyond, when they say, I played at Penn State, there is a huge pride factor there. And I think to a certain degree, the current players are going to feel like they've been robbed of that.
I think that's true. I love a phrase by C.S. Lewis. He goes, your greatest pride can be your greatest sin. So one of the things I would say here is pride can be a good thing, but I think we all learned a little bit of a lesson that Penn State is a lot more than their football team. And to an individual, you have to say, I'm a lot more than a football player. So the downside of that statement is obvious, but there's an up statement. I'm a father. I'm a citizen. I'm somebody making a difference in the world. And you have to watch, because ID and reputation, they're a good thing, but you could take that a little too far. And so what they call that is identity foreclosure. Yeah, I'm a Penn State football player, but more important, I'm a father. I'm a citizen. I'm a husband. So there can be an upside to some of that.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. And one thing's for sure, many people who wouldn't care a lick about this game are going to be tuned in to see what happens when 106,000 people are in Beaver Stadium Saturday as the Nebraska Cornhuskers come to Happy Valley. Dr. Kevin Elko, DRELKO.com. We'll put a link on KDKRadio.com. We appreciate you getting up early for us, Doc. Thanks.
Thank you. God bless you, fellas.
And you know what's going to happen now? We're going to call you again.